It's the award-winning Midwest Race Report with Dan the Voice Diker, Billy Doc Niles, and Paul the Statman Reichert, brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, O'Reilly's Auto Parts, better prices every day. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Now here's Dan, Doc, and Paul with today's report.
Hey, race fans, it's Saturday. That means it, well, hopefully is going to be race day here on Vaught Country, 101.3 AM 1460. Welcome in. It's the Midwest Race Report. Listeners from Canada down to Florida. I know we've got some in California and a whole bunch that have been listening.
I think we have an Alaska listener.
Yep. North Carolina's been piping in this year.
Our boy Shorty down in Florida.
We welcome you in. I'm Radio Man Dan Diker, along with Billy Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Riker, producer extraordinaire Jesse, as we're coming off of another fantastic weekend of racing at both La Crosse and Toma last week. Dells Raceway Park, man, did they have some fantastic finishes and some names that are starting to emerge in their point standings. The names of Dave Troot, Jesse Bernhagen, of course, he won the Rookie of the Year at both Toma and Dells last year. Finally found out what Bobby Wilberg's doing this year. He's running the 602 crates of the Dells, only a couple of points behind Troot, came out and raced Toma last Friday night.
Looks like Troot is having some fun here. He's trying to, last I heard, he's trying to make Toma kind of a semi-regular stop because he kind of
got a nice looking sportsman.
He enjoys that place. And then, of course, you know, he's trying to dominate that 602, but it looks like Wilberg's not letting him. So it's kind of a fun watch right now.
Paul and two of our other local tracks, I guess you could say, that we touch on in the program. Rockford, holy cow, they have an opening date, as does Elko.
Yes, Rockford just announced within the last few days, June 27th will be their opener. And actually, the Big 8 Late Models are going to be running there on the 4th of July, doubleheader with Slinger on Sunday the 5th. And, of course, Elko will be also running on July 4th. Of course, they did have to sacrifice the ARCA race. We'll see what happens with that.
You know, funny you mention Slinger. Did you see who tested a brand new Pathfinder chassis at the Slinger Speedway on Wednesday?
I missed that.
The number 5 of Johnny
Sauter.
I was watching the live video they were doing in there in the corner. I tell you what, if he don't break a track record in that car, it was on the track by himself. Mm-hmm. Man, if you get a chance to go back around and watch that video that he did on Wednesday, that was fast.
You know, Johnny's always been fast in a new car. I mean, he brought one out for Oktoberfest last year, I do believe, and if he wouldn't have broke...
Yep, because Matt Henderson had bought the one he had previous.
And if he wouldn't have broke a wheel, I think he'd have been a contender at the end there. So he knows what to do with a new car.
Also got to mention that Dells Raceway Park, the Tundra, very first race of the year, is July 4th at Dells Raceway Park.
Man, there's a lot of action July 4th.
75-lapper, and they also have the Upper Midwest Vintage Racing Series, which I've been asked to announce. And they also announced on Tuesday that they're adding a 6-cylinder division, which has never ran at Dells Raceway Park before.
That's awesome.
So there's a lot of La Crosse and a lot of Toma and a lot of Madison interest right off the bat. And I tell you what, I would not be shocked if they had 30 to 35, maybe even 46 cylinders at Dells on the 4th, barring maybe someone's holiday plans.
You look at the drawing, you know, they're pretty much basically in between the middle of everybody. La Crosse doesn't run 6 cylinders all the time.
But when they do, you're looking at 25 to 30.
Yep, and Saturday, I don't know if Jefferson runs, do they run 6 cylinders?
No, they don't have a 6-cylinder class.
You know, so you got the potential, like you said, to, you know, you're drawn from 3 different parts of the state that doesn't run them every week. This could be a really, really awesome race.
Talking 6-cylinders, how about Alex Leipsch? Went to Slinger last Sunday for the first time ever and won the feature.
That's awesome. Whoa. I didn't hear
Outstanding. That. Won the feature in his first ever 6-cylinder race. And he's now also entered, and so is his brother Alex, or Zach. They're both going to run the Dells on July 4th, a track they've never ran at before.
Well, if he can do that good at Slinger, I got pretty much confidence in him for the Dells come July 4th.
How about the point standing, Paul Reichert, out at the Quick Trip NASCAR Late Models at La Crosse? This is an interesting top five. When you look at the names, Steve Carlson, obvious.
Not shocked.
Nick Mergick, Jacob Gaidy, Steve Bachman, Billy Moen. Wow.
Well, there are three names there that you're not used to seeing in the top. Well, actually, four of them. Because, you know, Bachman, only his second year. We got to talk to him. We got to get him on the show.
Well, wait, hold on. Let me text. Steve, call me back.
Yeah, he's on the show.
Okay, he's on the show today.
I mean, I almost bet he's shocked to be in the top five, so we can't wait to get his
reaction. Hold on. Well, all right, now that we're going to get Steve on, hold on. Let me get a hold of, hey, Nick. Nick, are you busy? Okay, good. Nick Mergick's coming on the show today, too.
Well, let's get his reaction on how he's
been doing. And, Paul, now that you're texting, you've got a guy with your first name that you were going to get in the program today.
Yeah, he used to race modifieds at Toma. Now he's the tech director there. Paul Brown's going to be here.
Why would you do that?
A lot of people say that's going to the dark side.
Oh, my goodness. So you look at this top five, you know, Billy Moen, I highly doubt it. He's going to run the whole season. Jacob Gaidy, is he going to go back to the Elko Speedway when they open up? Nick Mergick, is he going to run all year? He's playing the old Nick Baninski game right now. So there's, you know, and then we know Bachman's going to be here all year. So it's going to be an interesting summer here the last couple of 2.5 months.
Sportsman, real quick, at lacrosse, it's Dave Edwards leading Jack Litchheim by 22. Mark Chalet, Jesse Green, and Sam Niles. Looking at the hobby stocks, Brandon Gallagher has I think that's his first ever point lead at the lacrosse speedway, followed by Caleb Hardy. He's a mark back. 9 back is Jason Boaster. Austin Schott and Alex Root. Austin Schott having an outstanding year in that brand new hobby stuff.
He looked really well last Saturday and had against some of that tough competition coming down from Elko.
John Huebner leads the minivans. Chris Larson's 5 back, but remember, John Huebner's in the championship van from last year.
And we got minivans tonight at lacrosse. Yes!
And the Auto Value Street Stocks putting his name down again. Matt Moore, Rob Stansfield is 23 back. Dan, it's Dan Fry, Keith Larson, Steve Brosnan. I tell you what, all the street stock drivers better be on their game, because if you let Matt Moore get any more of a 23-point lead, oh, boy.
You know, and he's dominating at Toma right now between him and Dan Fry at Toma. That's, he could pull off another at least two track championships again this year.
And then, of course, every year at lacrosse, I love watching the Hornet point standings because they're so damn close. You can have 12 drivers heading into Oktoberfest with a shot, and that's how it's looking right now. Jimmy Bjorkman leads. Mark Lethe, his brother, is second. 4 back. Cheyenne Stanfield, 8 back. Jaden Schock and Chris Berg, former track champion, the top five. And if you can go all the way back to Sean McCarthy in 12th place right now to see how they shake down. And, of course, we're going to see them here hopefully in a couple hours, barring Mother Nature,
so we'll see what happens there.
All right, we are just getting started, race fans. We appreciate you being with us. Nick Mergick, Paul Brown, Steve Bachman, the Riker Race. We ride all coming up today on the Midwest Race Report on Vaughn Country 101.3 AM 1460.
O'Reilly. At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how 5 simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Hear that? That's the sound of breakfast. Jerry here, and breakfast is back at Big Boar Barbecue. Come join us Monday through Friday, serving breakfast from 5:30 to 11. Pancakes, waffles, biscuits, and gravy. And yes, eggs too, any way you want them. Choose from 3 different hashes made fresh to order. Pulled pork, brisket, or boudin. Yes, sir, breakfast is back at Big Boar Barbecue, and it's a mouthful.
We made it through the first turn. Now back to Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. Just getting started on Vaughn Country, 101.3 AM 1460.
There you go.
It's the voice, the Penguin, and the Doc here on the Midwest Race Report, getting ready to kick off a great program today. A lot of interviews coming up. We're going to talk to Steve Bachman about that fantastic finish he had at the lacrosse speedway last week. We're going to talk to tech director Paul Brown, who's gone from a modified of about 40 years, now teching cars at the Toma Sport of Speedway.
Why?
He wanted a change of pace and chase him back as part of the run of sports. Yeah. Our first guest in the program, talk about a resounding finish last week. He has picked up a feature early in the year, finds himself 5 points behind Steve Carlson, and that would be Rosemont, Minnesota's Nick Mergic. Nick, how are you? And congratulations, brother.
I'm doing good. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it, guys.
Man, I tell you what, you know, we're going to talk some modified racing later in the program. One of the keys at Toma this year to win a modified race, you've got to get out early and you've got to stay out early. Is that what helped you win last Saturday?
Oh, there's no doubt that traffic really helped out there at the start. You know, I can't complain. Sometimes traffic brakes don't go the way you want. This wasn't one of those nights. It went about as good as I could ask for. Obviously with the, you know, the 14 starting up front, I knew he was going to be pretty tough. He's had a really good year. Steve's been getting a lot better, and then with Jacob and Carlson there, I knew it was going to be a race towards the front. It just worked out, and you know, we didn't screw the car up too bad, so I can't complain. You know, sometimes it goes your way, and it's nice to do it early in the year and get one out of the way and hopefully pick up a few more here.
Not normally do you hear someone that just won a feature say they didn't screw it up too badly.
Yeah.
I'd hate to see what happens if it had been 100%.
You know, one of the things that amazed me, standing with the group of people I was on the quarter mile backstretch, when you went into turn one behind Kirshner, it looked like you were trying to get him low, and then all of a sudden you just made like a right-hand turn and a quick left-hand turn, and you were alongside of him. It was an amazing move from where we were standing.
Oh yeah, thanks. You know, it all happened pretty quick. I mean, obviously, I had to trust the car to be able to do it. So I was thinking back, and I'm like, wow, you know what? It must have been better than I remember, because as a race car driver, I get pretty good at complaining about my car. And to be able to pull something off like that on the outside, I can't complain too much, I guess.
And the thing is you go a week before, Carlson pulled that same kind of a move as he was heading into turn one and into turn two. He went high, low, high, and there's the pass. Now, Nick does this. I mean, we have seen some outstanding late model racing to start the year.
Oh, most definitely. And one of the things I've been watching about you, Nick, is first week you finished third in the feature. The second week you come out, it looks like the car is just not doing a darn thing, and then all of a sudden it lights up, you get second. And then last week you get the magic carpet ride all the way to the top. How much changing have you been and thrashing have you been doing to that car the first 3 weeks to get it as fast as it has been?
You know, we unloaded the first night with a pretty good car, qualified second, and started towards the rear and got some lucky breaks again and drove towards the front, and I was pretty happy with the car. And we've just been making little tweaks here and there each week, you know, trying not to over-adjust. And it seems like when the sun goes down, the thing comes alive. And, you know, so we're trying not to make too many mistakes. And obviously, you know, it's important to keep tires sized up properly and all those little factors that can throw you off. And we've been doing a pretty good job so far, kind of staying diligent and working hard just to keep on top of it. We haven't weekly raced in, well, about 10 years now. And, you know, it's kind of fun to be back in the game and you know, kind of got a little fire under our eyes. I like that.
Yeah. And Nick, I think we all remember 3 years ago when Nick Panitsky was running here at lacrosse. He was running it part-time. He says he wasn't sure that he was going to be racing. He ends up running the full season, beat Steve Carlson for the track championship. You're kind of on the fence here. Are you kind of tempted about running the full season here at lacrosse?
If it keeps going the way it has been, obviously, I'd love to keep going. You know, my dad's shop has been pretty swamped here lately, and so it's kind of every week we got to play it by ear and see how it goes. Obviously, if we don't have to work on the car very hard and it keeps driving good, we're going to definitely go down. I don't like to tip my hand too much, you know, and get too excited about running the full season. Sometimes it gets to be a drag, you know, getting into that weekly battle and looking at points and all this stuff. So trying to keep a decently open attitude about it, but if it keeps going the way it has been, we're going to be there every week.
That, folks, was a perfect rendition of a guy that has graduated from the Nick Panitsky School of How to Talk to the Media. We heard that crap from him every single race last year. Well, I'm not here for points racing. I'm not going to watch the points, and we're just going to see what happens. He goes out and turns a championship.
Yep. Yeah.
You know,
we'll see.
But, it's got to be tasty, though, because, you know, here you are three races in, double features tonight, barring the weather. five behind Steve Carlson. I mean, just say you're at this point of the midway part of the season and you're that close to a guy like Steve Carlson, you've got to sit back and go, there's no way I'm that close to Steve.
Yeah, you know, he's had a phenomenal year to start out as far as consistency is concerned. Obviously, we're right there with him, but the points battles get to be tough. You know, any small mistake or even bad luck, you know, you look at Jacob Gaty the first night getting caught up in a wreck, he'd be right there in points. It's one of those things.
Penske last year blows a tire towards the end of the season. Was it 2 years ago, heading into turn three? He raced that much of the entire year, and boom, there goes a tire, and there went the points.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's any one of those things that are out of your hand, and then, you know, if you start looking at points, you know, you can make mistakes, putting your nose somewhere where it shouldn't be because you're worried about that one last spot. And, you know, I just want to go out every week and do the best we can and try to get to the front. Like I say, we haven't ran for points ever, and obviously Carlson's one of the best as far as consistency. And every year he's competitive, so I don't want to be too worried about it. You know, to be honest, if it all came down to the end of the year and I got second or third and I had a phenomenal year, pick up some wins, I can't be disappointed. I mean, you know, keeping a positive attitude is probably one of the biggest factors and stuff like this. And we're doing it for fun, you know. This isn't my job, so we gotta make it fun every week, and that's, you know, the biggest part of it.
The whole world knows, as we talk with late model driver Nick Mergic, that you and Cheyenne Stanfield, Hornet driver extraordinaire, make such a cute little couple right there. Is she asking you for racing advice? Are you giving her racing advice, or do you let her do it her own thing?
I let her do her own thing. It's front wheel drive, and to be honest, if she listened to me, she'd probably be backwards every week. So. I think it'd be in her best interest to not listen. And you know, she's done pretty well. Had a good season so far. And, yeah, I just tell her to keep a positive attitude like I'm trying to do and have fun with it. Because like I say, if you get too stressed out, it can take the fun out of it. And so far we're both having fun, so can't complain.
You kind of went off on a little adventure here over the off season with some vinyl. Now what's going on there?
Yeah. Myself and Cheyenne, we decided that, we'd start a vinyl graphics company. She's always loved to paint and do artwork for fun. And we kind of kicked back and we're like, hey, you know, we could maybe make a little money doing this and keep our race cars looking nice. And so we kind of went out on a limb and bought some equipment, all brand new stuff to try to produce the best quality work out there. And, you know, obviously with the coronavirus thing, it hasn't taken off super, super hard yet, but we're still doing it on our spare time. So, you know, it's been fun. Keeps us busy after hours. I got to do that Monday night. So that's race cars getting neglected a little bit, but no, it's been a lot of fun, and you know, we're trying to get our name out there a little bit. But I, you know, any phone call I get and any opportunity, you know, she does all the design work and I'll help her when I can, but I'm not very artistic, so I leave that up to her. And
so we've got Mergic vinyl, we've got Mergic race engines. When are we going to have Mergic chassis? Is that in the future?
Oh, boy. You know, Dan Fredrickson is asking me the same thing.
Oh, my.
I'll take the first one. you know, I built the one a few years ago I won the Dixieland with, and then the Trickle here last year, the Trickle 99. It's the same old car, and I think it'd be a ton of fun to do, but, you know, there's only so much time in the day.
Right.
And, you know, we got the engines and the vinyl, and then my dad's auto repair business, which – you know, help support the racing if you want to.
Name drop it, man. Yeah. Name drop it.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, no, it's Mergic Automotive. It, you know, you want to get your car fixed, great. Come up to Rosemount all the way to the north. And but, yeah. No, it's we just stay plenty busy already. So I think the chassis thing's out, but you never know. I like to build stuff. It keeps me busy. So maybe someday.
Yep. We got about 30 seconds left here, Nick. Other sponsors that are supporting you here in 2020, let's give them some shout outs.
Yeah. So Suburban GM Parts has been a huge supporter the last 2 years. Connie and Craig from Vic's Crane and Heavy Haul, Justman Freight Lines, CrossFit Calypso, and then just all my family and friends that have helped me do this for the last 10, 12, 13, 14 years. I don't even know anymore. So I got to thank all those guys for supporting me every year.
All righty, Nick Mergic sits second in points with the NASCAR late models at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. Great guy, always has a smile. And if you need some vinyl work done, make sure you get a hold of him because we have seen what he's done so far, and it's fantastic. And so is driving. Yep. Nick, we greatly appreciate you joining us in the program. And again, congratulations on that win last week.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. And
best of luck on the Twin 20s tonight, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you on the podium.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All righty, and if you need a Nick Mergic Racing shirt, folks, they're blaze orange. They made their appearance and blinded my right eye last week up in the grandstands. Just contact either Cheyenne or Nick. When we come back, we're going to talk tech directing at the Tomas Porta Speedway with the former modified driver Paul Brown. That's coming up next on Ball Country.
Tonight at Dells Raceway Park, it's the Blystone Towing and Recovery Night, plus round one of the SS&E Concrete Hobby Stock, the late models UMA Modifieds, Bandits, Hobby Stocks, and the Super Cup cars will give you edge-of-the-seat racing action. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:45 with racing at 6. Grab more info at DellsRaceWayPark.com. It's a night packed full of excitement tonight at Dells Raceway Park.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at TACUonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
Making a difference. Every day.
It's the Three Amigos, Paul, Doc, and Dan on the Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. Midwest Race Report on 101.3 and AM 1460 WBOG. It's Bill and Dan and Paul just kind of hanging out. Hopefully it doesn't rain today because, of course, they want to get the races in at the La Crosse Speedway. We've got some double features going on. But I'm going to talk to a gentleman that it totally took me by surprise, though I knew night number one announcing Toma that he wasn't going to race this year. And I thought, man, where's Paul Brown's modified at? Why isn't he running out there? And then after the heat race was done, I realized, oh, that's right, he's our tech director this year.
What a fool.
I know. Who? Me or
exactly
Paul Brown?
Right.
Paul Brown, yes. And he joins us right now on the Jesse Von Rudin hotline. And, Paul, what were you thinking?
I'm not sure. I think I had some kind of a old age moment there or something.
Of course, Jason Backus was our tech director past couple of years at Toma, and he really, really wanted to get into his sportsman car this year. And Paul's been running for so long, said, hey, I could save my knees, my back, and my mental state, so I'm going to just line up.
And a bunch of cash.
And a bunch of cash, and I'm just going to stay in the tech shed. How's it gone so far this year, a couple of races in?
So far, so good. It's hard going from a guy that raced with everybody else and was kind of sort of accepted to being the most hated guy in the pits. You know how it is. When you're the tech guy, you're the most unpopular person in the world.
But, you know,
Other than that, good.
But Bill can attest to this, for running late models and race cars for 30-some-odd years, change is good every now and then, but it also puts you into a different perspective because now you're on the giving end of what was the receiving end.
Oh, most definitely. And we went through, as you know, my 30-some years of racing, I went through a lot of tech inspectors, and you just got to get used to some of the guys' styles. In Paul's case, he's got to lay the hammer down. This is the way I do things, and this is what the rule book says. This is what you should be doing, and there shouldn't be any give. Now, Paul, do you have any give? I mean, is there a don't bring it back like that next week, or do you drop the hammer?
Well, generally, we try to be gentle. Our car counts have been good. Most of the guys have absolutely nothing to fear from tech. But there are some guys that buy a cheater car and gently change it back to try and meet the new rules. And we just got to warn everybody, in the interest of fair competition, rules are subject to change. And in that rare occurrence where that happens, our interpretation of the rules is the only one that counts.
Now, are you just a head tech inspector for like the Sportsman and the Modifieds, or are you all the way across the board? You got the six cylinders, the four cylinders. Do you have everything? Are you in charge of everything?
Well, it's kind of nice. I guess I'm the final word, but Lee has been the guy for the four cylinders. He's really taken a hold of that class, and he's watched it for a number of years. And the rules that we got now are pretty good, but we saw some issues, so we're trying to do some clarification and trying to clean it up a little bit. We want the guys to come and race and have a good time, and we want our car counts to be good, and we don't want anybody to have to spend a lot of money. So we're going to be kind of hard on a few for the good of the many. So I hope everybody understands. I don't like being the most hated guy in the pits, but sometimes that happens.
Talk to Don Sellner. You'll get used to it.
No kidding.
I really don't think I will.
Talking to Paul Brown with the Tillman Sport of Speedway. Longtime modified driver, now the head tech director. Of course, Lee, he was speaking about is Lee Wilds, our head tech of the four cylinders. Of course, Brad Wilds, a modified driver relation right there. A couple weeks ago, we had the Elko power stocks come down. And, you know, there was a lot of good comments out of the tech area from those guys and the hobby stock drivers that thought that these guys were going to come out and just pummel them. And I think that's something you and Greg have talked about, is trying to find that common denominator, even with Jefferson cars, to make where they can all race and not just drive all the way, Paul Brown, and just sit there and watch.
That's the idea. We want them to all come and have fun and race. We want the racing to be even and equal, and we've got some ideas about running a special toward the end of the year where everybody is invited to come and run their track rules. And when the Elko guys came down, they were awesome, awesome racers. They brought good equipment. They never argued. They asked what they could do to comply because they knew they were a little bit illegal. But the competition was great. The race, and I thought, was very, very good.
Talking with Paul Brown.
No complaints.
Well, that's a good thing to hear, too. And I know the Elko guys, they open up July 4th, but they'll want to come back and run again. You know, Paul Reichert was bringing up a good point. You know, he was going to – here you got Billy Doc Niles. Forever races. All of a sudden, he's on the radio side. And Paul Brown raced forever, and now he's on the tech side, but he gets to watch the modifieds.
Yes, he does, yeah. What do you like so far about the modified division this year at Toma?
It's been a nice split. We got three or four cars that are really, really close. We've got a couple of the guys that were not as good as they could have been, and this year they've come back and they've really showed their potential, and we've got some very, very close race in the modified class. We could use a few more cars. The car count is always important, and we could use some more, but I myself am not real happy with the Dells rules where they allow the big engines and the small engines and the 602s and everything to mix together.
Right.
I've raced too long. Bill, you have too. A big engine is always going to, in the end, be the dominant car. And we'd like to stop that from happening. So we're holding pretty hard and fast on our rules. We invite anybody that's close to our rules to come run. In fact, there's a guy from Elko that runs a modified that I've been in conversation with that's hoping to come down and be there this weekend. So we'll see how that works out.
Well, you kind of answered my question, so I'll just go off of what you were just talking about. You said a big engine always wins, but on a small track like Toma, it's more of a finesse track than it is a power track, isn't it?
I believe that. Toma is a driver's track. If you drive well, the problem is the Dell, and here I go again, the Dells has kind of allowed these guys to be a little rough. That's something we have fought to stop and try to get everybody cleaned up and race. We want two groove racing. If you're faster, run the outside. We're working on trying to get some traction assist in the second groove to get guys to go up there and run rather than beating their way to the front. So it's a work in progress, guys. Please be patient with us.
Talking with Paul Brown for a couple more minutes with the Tomo Sport of Speedway. You know, two of the drivers that you were relating to that I think you were relating to, one would be Rick DeVito. Had his ups and downs last year. And I tell you what, Rick has been in three quarters of every feature this year. He gets pile driven into last weekend, but both he and Nick Quinnell are both up and comers in the modified division.
They've really stepped up their game, and Rick has always kind of struggled, and he's tried to help everybody else in his family before he helps himself. This year, he's finally really got a nice car. Mm-hmm. He's been very competitive, and he's close. He's close. He's going to win a feature. I'm telling you right now, he's going to win a feature.
What's it going to take to beat Brad Wilds, though, man? That guy's on a roll again.
Well, if we had a few more cars, you know, and you can get out first. I think that's what I've seen so far, is it seems like whoever gets out first is able to control the race, and that's why we want to get that second groove better for the guys that believe they're better, to give them a place to race.
All right. Well, we've been talking with Paul Brown, the new anointed head tech man at Tomah Sparta Speedway. Paul, it's been a pleasure having you on today. Best of luck with you the rest of the year, and we'll definitely catch up with you towards the end of the season.
Thanks, guys. It's always a pleasure to be on your show. Dan, Bill, take care.
All right.
Tell Paul to stay out of trouble.
Paul is Paul is always out of trouble.
I have to worry about Dan sometimes, Paul.
We've got more show to go for you coming up here on Midwest Race Report here on Bog Country 101.3 and 1460 AL.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Big Boar Barbecue is open for customers in their dining room. They've weathered the virus and are now ready to welcome you back inside the dining room for lunch and dinner. They're practicing social distancing, extra cleaning, and sanitizing. For those who don't want to come inside, the drive-thru is open and the outdoor picnic tables are clean and ready for your use. Big Boar Barbecue is open again, Highway 16 West Salem. Come enjoy a delicious mouthful or call 608-612-0387.
Hi, this is Todd Scholes, president of Tomah Area Credit Union. Since 1939, TACU has been locally owned and operated. When you're a member of TACU, your deposit dollars are put to work right here in Tomah, helping grow our local community. TACU relies on personal service, local decisions, and making a difference in our members' lives. We invite you to be a member of Tomah Area Credit Union. If you haven't tried us before, now is the time. Stop in and become a member owner today. Federally insured by NCUA.
Making a difference every day.
Now back to Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Midwest Race Report on 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. 101.3 and AM 1460, the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country, bogcountry.com. The TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
And you can find us on our own Facebook page. Our next guest, after you watched the late model feature last week, number one, he is going to be stepping up to be a contender in the NASCAR late models at the La Crosse Speedway. I think towards the latter part of the race, he learned a couple of things that I bet you he's watched video not to do again. And he's got a busy schedule coming up. That would be the number 14 of my good friend Steve Bachman. Steve-O, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. First and foremost, you got a smoker coming up here, which is a very odd kind of a smoker because it's an odd day. But let's tell people when that is.
That's going to be June 27th, next Saturday night. We are off from racing, so we are going to try one more time to have a little bash, summer bash, and give away some awesome prizes, drink some beer, and have some great food, and talk about what's been done so far in the race season and what to look forward to in the rest of the season.
And then you're getting married in the next, 36 days? Something, is that the countdown?
August 29th.
He and
that's a little more than 36 days there, Diker.
Like what
school did you go to?
I was looking at his fiance Kelsey's Facebook. I think she may have got the number wrong. But
that might be baby shower. You know, bridal shower. You never know.
Man, is
bridal shower.
As knee deep into racing as you have been with your dad and your friends and your family, is it dawned on you that you're going to be a mister here soon enough?
No.
It will the night before.
The night before I might start wondering what am I doing, but I'm pretty deep into the racing right now, so it kind of takes my mind off it, which is probably a good thing.
And, of course, he's going to marry former longtime go-karter Kelsey Gerke. Love her to death.
There we go. Awesome. I got to ask you, buddy, watching the start of that feature last week, did we miss a shift?
Yeah, we went on the back stretch. I went from third to fourth, and I must not have had it in all the way or something, because as soon as I come out of the corner, it took off, and then it jumped to a high RPM and started hitting the chip really bad and wasn't going anywhere. And Actually, I thought about it pretty quick of what happened, that it jumped out of gear, because I felt it take off, so I knew something happened. So I grabbed it and I put it in the gear and it took back off. Thankfully, no cars were wrecked.
Yeah,
and nothing majorly happened besides I didn't get a good start. So
yeah, that's
everybody was on their feet there.
Yeah, that's one thing I was amazed about, because usually when something goes wrong in the front, it's not those, you know, second or third row, it's like the fourth row back where you stack them all up. And amazing job by everybody to get through that. So you recovered, and wow, what a battle you had for 25 laps.
Yeah, we had a really, really good race car. Kind of got stuck there for a little while. Got in a second. We had a really good car, and once Mergic caught me, he was really good. So once he got past me, I was just kind of stuck. But tried to get past that one more car for a second. We just couldn't quite get her done, and then kind of got tangled up in some lap traffic there towards the end, and that's when Steven Gady got me on the last lap. But we had a really good race car, and I'm excited for the Twin 20s this Saturday night.
You know, you're about a year and a half into driving a NASCAR late model at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. Do you sit back and go, man, I just ran with Mergic. I just ran with longtime late model veteran Brent Kirshner and had a chance to beat Steve Carlson and Jacob Gady. Has that set in, man? Because that's huge.
It's unbelievable what we're doing after just a year and a half. I got into this car just hoping to be competitive, maybe, you know, top tens, you know, here and there. But to go out there and be three top fives in a row and to end last year with top fives and getting into 6-for-6 dash at the end of the year, I mean, this is very cool for me. So now I'm getting back in the rhythm of I want to win races. So now I can start to taste it. I think we have a win coming really soon. So to have them guys behind you and Steve Carlson telling me that he was following me there for a while makes me feel really well after I grew up watching them guys for how many years, going and watching Steve Carlson race and Jacob Gady being the national champ. To have them following me around through cars makes me feel pretty good about what we have going on.
Now look at that. He just gave me goosebumps.
Yeah.
See that? Wow.
Yeah, he kind of took my question away, so I'll just kind of, because I was going to say, how cool is it to have three top fives right out the gate? So talk about the last.
And a couple of heat race wins.
And yeah, the heat race win was great, by the way. Talk about the last couple of laps there, because it looked like you slipped up a little bit looking in the mirror to see where the king of the short tracks was.
Yeah, I knew exactly where Steve was. I got the white flag, and he still wasn't putting much pressure on me for trying to get by me, so I thought I had him covered. But we went into turn one, and I just missed my judgment on the lap car a little bit, and I got a little bit squirrely, and you can't do that in front of Steve Carlson because he's going to get you no matter where he's at. He's the king of the short tracks for the reason. So
now, did you go back?
Once he got underneath me.
Did you go back and watch the video? I know you did. You and your dad probably watched a dozen times on what you did with Carlson's move and Gady's move to try to correct that by the double features.
Actually, no, I have not seen the video, but I knew right away what happened there. I just went into one hoping the lap car was going to stay on the bottom, and it just didn't quite work out. So I had to reposition myself on late entry, which is never good to make a last-minute turn like that. So once I chased it up the racetrack, I knew them two were going to get me. Then we ran into another lap car in three and four. By then, I'm in the third groove. So I drag raced Jacob Gady back to the finish line and only lost by probably a couple inches. But to be ahead of him for 24 laps is still pretty cool.
I know you and the 8 car and the 6 car are pretty big buds. How close is he to getting that dreamsicle back out?
I think we're really close. So,
of course, he's talking about Nick Clements, of course.
Nick Clements and Randy Humphield, yeah.
Yeah, we've all been having a lot of fun racing the late models. It's cool to race all these guys again. So, and the stories afterwards, there's what a lot of fun are.
Talking with Steve Bachman, NASCAR late model driver of the La Crosse Speedway, coming off a very impressive ending of last week's feature race. You know, a lot of folks may or may not know, and we've brought it up several times when you come on the program, you've got Kevin Nudelman looking over your shoulder. Did Kevin say anything to you after that race of trying to hold off Carlson that he ran against for 20, 30 years? What was Kevin saying after the race last week?
Kevin just said there's a lot to learn when you're passing lap cars, especially that late in a race. He's given me so much knowledge on what to do, and he's the main reason why we're doing what we're doing. The car is really good, but, I mean, the knowledge of what to do and when to do it is the biggest thing, because timing in a late model is everything. So he knew what happened right on the start. He knew something. He didn't know if I missed a gear, if it jumped out of gear. He wasn't sure, but he knew once he heard it go by and it was pounding the chip, he knew something went wrong there. But he kind of gives me a little bit of advice on how to pass for the lead when the guys are maybe a little wide, but we'll get there. You know, it's just timing, and no doubt in my mind, we're going to be chasing wins really quick.
What did he say about that last lap?
It happens. Keep your head up. You got a really good car.
And, Steve, pretty good season for you so far. Fourth in the point standings, just a few weeks in the season here. How do you assess the season so far for you?
I am very pleased with how this start has been. With this many cars, 25, 30 cars a night, and we're just 5 points behind the national champ and only 25 points behind Steve Carlson. I'm very excited with how things are going, and hopefully we can keep the momentum up because the car is there, and I think if we get the right lane and keep the momentum going, I think we can run with these guys the rest of the year.
And you know, Elko Speedway opens up on July 4th, and I know Jacob Gady is very hush-hush on what his plans are this year as he finds himself 20 points out in third place behind Carlson. There's a chance he could go back to Elko, his home racetrack, which would put you back into third and a really solid shot. So, you know, even though it's young on the season right now, you've really got to like exactly where you're sitting at.
It's very cool to even consider having that opportunity to possibly even be in third. So being a sophomore in this tough of a class with this hard of competition, I'm very thankful for it, and I'm appreciative with all the help I have, and I'm going to keep my nose clean and keep gaining respect from these guys, and hopefully we can be in the top three at the end of the year.
All right, Steve, we only got about a minute left here. Talk about some of the sponsors helping you out for the 2020 season.
Definitely. Kevin Newelman, Newelman Grain Cleaning, huge sponsor. Weir's Machine, Chad Weir's, very good help. Ultra Force Machines, FJ Rober's Company, Lawn Keepers, Castle Realty, Fastenal, Silverado, ABC and Consulting, Clements Automotive, Holman Pumping, Augie's Bar and Grill, Green Bay Anodizing, Fast Shafts. I have a lot of sponsors. I'm very thankful for them all.
Jeez, all he needs is like a couple of radio stations, and he's got it complete.
Well, see, I can't DJ his smoker this year, so he just forgets about me.
No, everybody forgets about you.
DJ Dan Dyker.
This is two weeks in a row.
I did all that without looking.
Sam Niles.
I wasn't even looking at the car.
Sam Niles
forgot about
last
me.
Week,
Thompson yep. forgot about me. I'm just a nobody. I'm just going to go back to just doing nothing, man.
Hey, you're on the car, you're on the T-shirts, and you're on the hero cards. I didn't forget about you, buddy.
And I tell you what, I really appreciate that, too. Of course, Steve had to reschedule his smoker this year. Very, very hard to get to the end. The night he's doing it is going to be the night we have Spashorama. But I still encourage people to get out to Silverado's, get out and support him. I'm going to be there afterwards. And they always have a great time. And the best thing about Bachman's smoker on Smashorama night, I can show up and there will still be food.
Oh, geez. No, there won't. Steve, best of luck in the Twin 20s tonight, man. Hopefully we get to talk to you down at the podium.
Absolutely.
All right, fourth and points of the La Crosse Speedway NASCAR late model driver, Steve Bachman out of West Salem. When we come back, it's a Reichert Race Rewind right here on the Midwest Race Report, 101.3 AM 1460.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll not only get better parts at better prices, you'll also get highly trained, friendly, and knowledgeable parts professionals. From replacement parts to tools and accessories, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to helping you get the parts you need at everyday low prices and with the great service you deserve. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Hear that? That's the sound of breakfast. Jerry here, and breakfast is back at Big Boar Barbecue. Come join us Monday through Friday, serving breakfast from 5:30 to 11. Pancakes, waffles, biscuits, and gravy. And yes, eggs too, any way you want them. Choose from three different hashes made fresh to order. Pulled pork, brisket, or boudin. Yes, sir, breakfast is back at Big Boar Barbecue, and it's a mouthful.
Tonight at Dowell's Raceway Park, it's the Bystone Towing and Recovery Night, plus round one of the SS&E Concrete Hobby Stock, the late models UMA Modifieds, Bandits, Hobby Stocks, and the Super Cup cars will give you edge-of-the-seat racing action. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:45 with racing at 6. Grab more info at DowellsRaceWayPark.com. It's a night packed full of excitement tonight at Dowell's Raceway Park.
Oh, here we go, back at the Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul.
Welcome Welcome back, race fans. Midwest Race Report here on Bog Country being brought to you by Billy Doc Niles.
All right. Well, of course, we got Big Boar Barbecue, voted number one in La Crosse County again. TACU Credit Union, sponsors of the Six Shooters at Thomas Sparta Speedway. J&L Collectibles, NorthstarCustoms.com, FansArena.com, Midwest Race Connection, Julie Diker, here we go.
Here it is.
O'Reilly's Auto Parts. O'Reilly's Auto Parts. Ow!
I was just in there the other day, and I got myself set up for, I think I got enough oil and accessories because I moved, and I lost a bunch of stuff I had in my garage. So I ran down to the O'Reilly's in Sparta and loaded up, and I like giving myself the own oil changes. So I've loaded up the garage. Then I got myself a complete car care kit. I got a couple of air fresheners. I have a new steering wheel cover for the new Jeep. So I'm good to go at O'Reilly's.
Stop at Quick Trip and get a Mountain Dew while you're at it, too?
No. I had, I think I had an old Dr. Pepper standing by.
Hey, guess what time it is, Dan?
Oh, well, that guy over there is smiling like he's got something to say.
It is that time of the week. He scours the interwebs to find winners from north, south, east, and west, and even a couple across the border. And looking across the table here, holy cow, look at that list. There is more racing going on in the country. Let's find out who all the winners were. It is time for the Reichert Race Rewind.
Thank you, Bill. We'll start with the All-Star Circuit of Champions. They're at Lawton, Oklahoma on Monday. Kyle Larson scored the win.
Shocking.
In fact, he won Wednesday night at Devil's Bowl Speedway in Mesquite, Texas.
I think he's winning more on this stuff than he would be in his cup car.
Yes, he is. Would he have six in a row?
I think he has
six wins on the dirt in a row. Mm-hmm. So what is he telling NASCAR?
I know. AMA Supercross in Salt Lake City, Utah. Cooper Webb scored the victory. On Thursday night, one of the Masters up at Cedar Lake. Rodney Sanders won the USMTS race. Late model feature went to Jimmy Mars, and Joe Provenzino won the USRA late model feature. At State Park Speedway, Jeremy Lepak won the super late model feature.
There's a name we haven't heard in a while.
Red race taking place at Kaukauna last Thursday. Brent Strelka won the super late model feature. Another win for Brian Monday in the late models. All-Star Circuit of Champions at Southern Oklahoma Speedway in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Brock Zierfus the winner. Friday night, two of the Masters at Cedar Lake. That went to Rodney Sanders again in the USMTS race. Jesse Glenn's the late model race, and again another win for Joe Provenzino in the USRA late models.
Have you been practicing his name? Because you're just rolling it right
off. He's a former 600 mod driver Speedway.
Yep. Nice.
And he also has his own line of clothing. It's Joe Provo wear.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Justin Mondyke won the super late model feature at Golden Sands. Brad Wiles, the modified feature at Toma. All-Star Circuit of Champions at Monarch Motor Speedway in Wichita Falls, Texas. So that went to Danny Dietrich. Lucas Oil late model dirt series at Cherokee Speedway in Gaffney, South Carolina. Ross Bales, the winner. Midwest Truck Series ran at Hawkeye Downs, their first weekly race of the season. Two in a row for Joe Valento. He won again.
Wow. Yep.
Levon Vandergeest.
Setting himself up to be the man to beat.
Southern All-Stars night one at Deep South Raceway in Loxley, Alabama. David Rizal scored the victory. And the World of Outlaws Sprint Cars night one in Knoxville. Guess who won?
Kyle Larson.
Yes.
Hey, lucky guess.
Yeah. Saturday at 1:41, Johnny Wentman took the IMCA modified feature. Final night of the Masters big event up at Cedar Lake. Terry Phillips scored the big win in the USMTS race. Rick Hanstad won the late model feature, and Lance Hofer, the USRA late model feature. Jason Cummings
is also an MTS driver from around the Fountain City area. Mm-hmm. He is a great guy. I was just texting his mom, as a matter of fact, here a couple of seconds ago.
Deer Creek USRA modified feature won by Jason Cummings. Jesse Bergenhagen's Honda Vedel is one of the late models, two in a row for him.
Nice.
He also won that first CWA late model feature a few weeks ago.
Awesome.
Sean, the man of Sheol, won the late model feature at Jefferson.
Did you just make that up?
No, I think the Jefferson announcer gives the nicknames.
Randall K calls him that?
Yeah, I believe so.
Nice.
Nick Mergic won the NASCAR late model feature at La Crosse at Marshfield. CWA late models in action, the real deal. John Beale won the first feature. Second feature called... with Mark Mackesy, the winner.
The King!
Bad wreck for Derek Grass. He got pinned by
another car. I saw that. Did you see that wreck?
He wiped out the front straight fence.
Yep. That was incredible.
He wiped out a huge section of the front straight fence.
Yeah. Chono, veteran Tom Neyert won the light model feature. Marcus Urie, the IMCA modified feature. All-Star Circuit of Champions at Lone Star Speedway in Kilgore, Texas. Aaron Rutzel, the winner. American-Canadian Tour at White Mountain Motorsports Park in North Woodstock, New Hampshire. Jimmy Hebert, the winner. Arca Menards East Series at Toledo. Ty Gibbs the winner. CRHX also tour on the high banks of Anderson, Indiana. Josh Brock, the winner. The Cars Tour ran at Hickory, North Carolina. Late mile feature went to Corey Haim. And the super late mile feature won by Bubba.
Bubba.
Yep.
Corey Haim, the actor?
No.
Oh.
This is a different driver. This is Corey Haim.
You know who I'm talking about, Corey.
Yeah, I know.
See?
IRA Sprints at Walmart. Guess who won there? Billy Balog.
Oh, I would.
That's one of his. I think that's. Isn't that his home racetrack, his Wilmot Speedway?
I think so, yeah. Luke saw late mile dirt series at Smoky Mountain Speedway in Maryville, Tennessee. Brandon Overton, the winner. Southern All Stars Night 2 at Lockley, Alabama, went to Ashton Winner. And the World of Wild Sprint Cars Night 2 at Knoxville. Guess who won?
Kyle Larson.
Again, yes.
I'm getting good at this game. Yeah.
You know, our good friend from the Dick Trickle Memorial Foundation, Terry Burnham, was there for the first time ever reporting back and said he had a complete blast.
Nice. Wow.
Sunday at Dubuque, Matt Ryan won the IMCA Late Model Features. Jason Schuler won the IMCA Modified Feature. At Slinger, the Ultra Fast. Casey Johnson won the Super Late Model Feature. Nick the Quick Egan won the Late Model Feature. All-Star Circuit of Champions at Chatham, Louisiana. Do you know Gary Selzy has another son? Dominic. He scored his first ever win in the sprint car.
The Dominator.
Yeah. AMA Supercross, Salt Lake City, Utah again. Ken Roczen the winner. And the Lucas Oil Midwest Late Miles at West Liberty, Iowa. Billy Moyer Sr. scored the victory.
There we go.
It's been a long time since he's picked up a win. Holy cow.
And that'll do it for this edition of Reichert's Race Rewind.
And next Saturday's show and the following Saturday you can start adding the Rockford Speedway and Elko Speedway because they both open soon enough.
Rockford's going to be opening June 27th. Elko is scheduled to open July 4th. Going to be a big one there. Hey, we got one segment to go. We're going to get you all set up with what's going on tonight and let you know where to look just in case Mother Nature wants to squash all that. You are listening to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at TACUonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
Making the difference every day.
Tonight at Dells Raceway Park, it's the Bystone Towing and Recovery Night, plus round one of the SS&E Concrete Hobby Stock, the late models UMA Modifieds, Bandits, Hobby Stocks, and the Super Cup cars will give you edge-of-the-seat racing action. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:45 with racing at 6. Grab more info at DellsRaceWayPark.com. It's a night packed full of excitement tonight at Dells Raceway Park.
There's the white flag. One more lap on the Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back one more time, race fans. We're trying to get you set up for what's coming up here at several racetracks before the program's over. Midwest Race Report, the Penguin, the Doc, the Voice, and we're going to start things off. Right, before Billy gets into this, though, I need to read this. The Cross Speedway tonight, folks. Leaning on, well, you know, sports cars racing, and promoter Chuck Deary was looking at a two-division battle tonight with Elko unable to open. We had many teams inquire about running with us tonight. We did a trial run last week. The cars were evenly matched, and it made for some really competitive racing. He says, tonight promises to be much of the same. The double division duel will declare a winner for each division and will feature a separate purse payout and points calculation for each division as well. Each class will follow the rules as set by their home track, and A brand-new Hoosier tire will be awarded an $850 at a random to a random competitor in each of the two divisions.
That is going to be awesome. And like you said, we watched it last week. Very competitive race, so I just I can't wait to watch this tonight. I'm pretty excited.
On top of that,
you know, LaCrosse has got double late model features tonight, twin 20-lap features for the late models. They got the Sportsman, of course. We just talked about that double division duel with the Hobbies from LaCrosse on the Power Stocks from Elko. Also, we got the Hornets and one of my favorites, the minivans. Down at the Dells tonight, our friends, 7:30 green flag here for LaCrosse Fargo's, and it's Fan photo night.
Yeah, so get there early, fans, because the gates will open on the track at 6.
6:15, I just talked to Chuck Deary.
Oh, it's going to be a little bit later
6:15, where as of right now, he's talking no, Ben. He could change his mind here in the next 3 hours. As of right now, he's talking no qualifying, opening up the fan gates to let him in, you know, normal 6:15, opening up the gates down to the track. So they're planning on having all the cars on the track by 6:15 tonight. First green flag flies at 7:30.
Dells Raceway Park.
They got the late models. They got the UMA mods. They got the Bandits. They got the Pure Stocks, and the Super Cup cars. First green flag at 6 p.m. there. And, of course, like we talked about a couple segments earlier, Rockford opening June 27th, Elko July 4th. So we're looking forward to that. You look up in the sky right now, folks. You could tell we got a coin flip shot of maybe getting tonight in. You know, our friends at Jefferson also racing tonight.
Paul just looked up and saw lights.
Yeah, Paul looked up and saw lights.
Sure, what Bill's talking about over here.
Check your favorite racetrack's website. Check their Facebook page. Check their Twitter. That's where you're going to find all your information for the rainouts tonight. And if it doesn't rain out, get out and support your local short track.
Again, Rockford getting ready to open at the end of the month. Elko, July 4th weekend. Six cylinders have been added to the Tundra Super Late Model race at Dells Raceway Park July 4th. And Upper Midwest Racing Vintage Series is going to be there.
A lot of action July 4th.
Yeah, things are going to start ramping up. Nothing else is going on. Let baseball continue to be crybabies. And the No Fan League, they call it the NFL. Let them continually do what they do, because I tell you what, folks, racing is the only show in town.
There are no movies. There are no ball games. There is only one outdoor event going on right now, and it's local short track racing. Get out and support it.
And not Paul running through a field with flowers in his hand to Barry Manilow. That is Paul Reichert, Billy Doc Niles, of Radio Man Dan Dyker.
It was Barry Manilow's birthday on Wednesday, by the way.
Kevin Rams will send him a birthday present. I want to thank all of our wonderful sponsors. I want to thank Jesse, our producer. This has been the Midwest Race Report, 101.3 AM 1460 Ball Country.
There's the checkered flag. That's this week's edition of the Midwest Race Report, brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, O'Reilly's Auto Parts, better prices every day. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Join us next week at the same time for the Midwest Race Report on 1460 WBOG.